Squid Comics Podcast, episode 6-4.
So good.
So good.
Season 6, episode 4. I'm Drew.
I'm Don.
I'm Scott.
And we're all drinking, except for me. Even Scott's drinking, though, so that's
Bourbon,
nice.
Bourbon Barrel
It's nice to see Scott Boulevard. Drinking again.
That is true.
What is it again?
Boulevard Bourbon Barrel Quad.
Wow, that's a mouthful.
It is good, though.
Oh, my God.
Both figuratively and literally.
Wow.
So good.
It's delicious.
Delicious.
Feel the burn.
I know.
Feel the burn. All right, cool. Anyway, we get together every couple weeks to talk about comic books, TV shows. It's going to be a brutal podcast today.
It is.
It's going to be a friggin' bloodbath, man.
Because I like...
Just get ready.
I just watch so much shit. It's going to be a bloodbath. Unfortunately.
Why?
You'll find out.
Okay. Why do you guys have secrets that I don't have?
Well, here you go. Here's my big one. Can I just like dive right into it?
I don't know about it, but you do.
I don't know about it either.
You said it's going to be a bloodbath.
Yeah, it's just me personally.
That's just him. I'm like diving along.
Scott's just jumping on.
I'm just jumping on Drew's bandwagon.
I'm happy.
All right,
okay. So I watched Rebel Moon. I'm jumping right in.
Oh, I watched Rebel Moon.
I watched that a
long time ago.
Yes.
I know. I finally got around to watching
it. It was awesome, wasn't it?
Awesomely bad, yes.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I liked it a lot.
Did you like it? Okay.
Yeah,
so
it was
I set your upset. It was not fun. I told you. That is my problem with that film. That movie is just, it is such a depressing slog.
How is it?
It's all dark. You know,
yeah,
he's using the freaking Michael Bay slow motion bullet time constantly.
It's the same movie.
I like slow-mo.
It is. It is. And
I've never seen that movie before until I watched it this time. You've seen it before?
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
Get the band together.
You can't have a Get the Band Together movie?
Get the band together to stop something, to take down the Empire.
You can't do that.
And then there's like a bad guy switcheroo that sells them out.
Yeah.
Yep, somebody's a traitor.
Okay.
Yep, you got
all
that.
Have you seen that movie 100 times?
I know.
I've seen every movie 100 times. Name me a movie that isn't trophy.
I know. I'm just saying.
But
that doesn't mean it's bad.
It jumps into a ton of cliches, you know, and whatever else.
So, I really liked it. Sounds like Scott did not.
I did not. Mm-hmm. No.
Okay.
I
see some flaws that I could kind of point out. You know, like one, there was quite a bit of exposition, right? Like there was like.
A lot of setup.
Well, not setup. Like, there are points where the character was telling you a lot of stuff. And I'm like, show me, don't tell me, right? Like, we don't need these long exposition things.
But then they would show you.
Not written well enough like a Quentin Tarantino thing. No, I'm talking like at the very beginning where she's like in the room with that old guy and she's like, yeah, I just can't do that. Like, she explains, like, her feelings rather than showing them. You know what I mean? Like,
okay. Doesn't she even say some things about her history? And then you get an entire flashback about
her. Yeah,
and
that's fine, I guess.
No, it's not.
You kind of have a flashback.
You double dipped, you know,
well,
essentially.
Well, at the same time.
You have to beat them into you that, oh, my God, she was a bad person at some point in time.
They're just giving you her backstory. Oh,
oh
my God. You're so angry.
And then let's, like, make a slow-mo type thing during the flashback as well.
Yeah, the slow-mo was cool. I will say the lens flare was a little much. Like, there are points where it's like, is that a glare on my screen or is there some lens flare?
Is it a lens flare?
He did overuse the lens flare.
And he likes dark.
It was great. It was fun. It was action.
It was not.
It was
fun.
Very tropey, but I mean, it was a good tropey.
That was my problem with the movie.
I had so much fun.
I thought the special effects. I thought the cinematography. I even thought the acting was pretty solid.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with tropey cliche. It's just boring and it's a slog
at all.
And it's depressing.
I think I'm gonna read the novelization.
Oh,
get like a deeper
understanding. It just did not feel fun at all to me. That's what was missing.
One thing that was frustrating was he created this whole big world, but yet you only get like little glimpses. Like, I mean, you don't even get like all the backstory.
We get part two.
I know we're gonna have part two.
I'm so excited.
I can't wait for the extended version.
Oh, I'm sure it's out there.
That's gonna be fun.
Wait until they come out with part two.
But I think I'm gonna read the novelization. It must be the extended version because I started reading like a sample of it.
Talking about too much exposition or whatever. Jeez.
Yeah.
Let's just read it all now.
Well, then you kind of get the meat of it, right?
Isn't part two coming out now?
It's April.
Oh,
it's April.
Very soon.
Before you know it.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's coming fast.
I didn't even know Madam Web came out.
When is the extended one supposed to come out?
I don't even remember what it was on.
What's that?
The movie.
Rebel Moon or Madam Web?
Netflix.
It was Netflix. Okay. It's a Netflix one. It's Netflix is throwing money at Zack Snyder, kind of like they were at Mark Miller, you know, type thing. So Zack Snyder had the whole, the whole zombie thing, you know, going on.
Dude, what they
him.
Spent on Mark Miller was chump change.
And now they're they're doing his sci-fi type stuff. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I see my maybe my expectations were too high. I thought it looked visually great, and generally speaking, I kind of like Zack Snyder's stuff. I tend to be a
don't like Zack Snyder.
Oh, see, I'm generally the apologist
at least
for
30-70. Like things. I like 30% of his stuff and 70% of stuff I do.
You know, and generally I like his style and things, but Rebel Moon, like I said, it was okay. I think I was just disappointed because I really wanted to like it, and it turned out I just thought.
I just took it as it was, and I enjoyed
it
for what it was.
Out of anything,
I really thought I did.
Yeah. But I watched the Marvels.
Oh, I watched that too.
And I expected nothing on that.
Oh, I can't wait to see what Don thought.
Expected nothing out of it. I thought I would hate it. I didn't hate it.
There
I actually kind of enjoyed it. It was fun.
I enjoyed it. It was fun.
It was fun. Here's the thing. Like, it felt like a Disney
Marvel
three-part TV
film.
show. It didn't even feel like a movie. It felt like I watched
three episodes
of it. Right, like it just it. I don't know what it was.
I don't
it
know
just,
if that's it, a compliment. Though.
It's not. Maybe not.
Probably not.
But what I'm saying is, it didn't feel like a movie, and I don't know if it's me or if it was the way that it was. And it was short, like
it
Scott
is.
Said.
I didn't feel it was that short. It felt longer.
It did feel long. Like, it didn't feel short.
It didn't feel short. It was short, but it did not feel short.
It didn't
short.
Feel short?
No, it did not.
I enjoyed it more than I hated it.
I would say that I enjoyed it more than I hated it, but I still don't think
70-30.
It was, I still don't think it was good. It's more 60-40 for me. It's a solid 3-star movie. Like, I didn't hate it.
See, I'm more
it was fine.
The 70-30. I enjoyed it. I had a good time. I found it fun. I totally agree. It's what I maybe
I
was
really
hoping for from a Rebel Moon type of thing. I was expecting something, you know, rather cliche, kind of short on anything original. But
I really
like Miss Marvel.
Kamala
is,
Khan.
Yes,
yeah,
is
she
Kamala fantastic.
Khan was great. She was the best part of that movie.
She absolutely is.
And when they were switching, every
that
time
was
they
annoying.
Would hit, they would switch.
That was
I like that.
It was so disorienting, and it was, like, confusing.
I still thought it was funny, especially Kamala Khan, her freaking expressions.
And the way that they just switched when they... I mean, it wasn't even consistent. It's like, oh, no, switch. Oh,
yes,
but now we didn't switch for a long time,
right.
But we don't know why.
There were
a
couple places where it...
It was inconvenient for the story, so
yes,
they didn't switch.
So they didn't do it.
Yeah,
I get that.
So dumb.
and a couple people I've talked to hated the singing part.
The singing planet? Yeah.
Which, oh, yeah, that was pretty annoying. I did not care for
it
at all.
I thought that was fun, though, too. Especially there again, Kamala Khan, though, because of how she was getting all into it and stuff. So I thought that was pretty funny.
No, it was annoying.
I didn't like
fun.
It. Excuse me. I didn't like it when I was watching it. But then as I look back over, like, the whole part of the movie, like, it's not that much and it's okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought it was good.
The
Flurkin. I still love when the Flurkin are, like, eating everybody on the ship and they're playing freaking Cats music in the background. I think it was Memories or something like that that they're playing in the background as all these cats are eating people.
Here's what I was thinking about that scene. Why don't all the Flurkins eat the people like they did? And then could one of the Flurkins eat the rest of the Flurkins? And they could have saved space. They would have only needed with one Flurkin if he would have ate all the Flurkins.
Maybe Flurkins can eat Flurkins.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
They didn't address it, so.
That's true.
We'll have to leave it to our imagination.
That's right.
We'll have to speculate. Philosophize.
I enjoyed it. It wasn't the greatest movie, but I was pleasantly surprised because I didn't really like the first Ms. Marvel movie.
But it's better than the first, isn't it?
No.
The Marvels?
The first
Ms.
Marvel movie is better than this.
The only reason I think that is just because of the nostalgia factor of
the
like
90s.
Going to the 90s or whatever. Other than that, I say the second one was better.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't know. About the same, I guess. Neither one was really stellar.
Well, I didn't say it was, but I expected nothing. And most of the time when I expect nothing, I get nothing.
I know.
That is true.
So
true.
I was pleasantly surprised that
That's
I didn't
fair.
Hate it.
Okay. All right, what else you guys got?
Let's see. I also have a
bunch of nonsense.
I'm sure you do, Don. I'm sure you do.
Let's see here. I also watched Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, that prequel. Where did you watch that? Where?
Yeah, that it's on streaming.
Yeah.
At home.
Do you pay for it?
It is streaming.
Maybe.
You can rent it.
You can rent it, but you can't stream anywhere.
You can rent it.
I know. Renting
stupid Lionsgate.
That's right.
Renting is streaming.
I want it, like, as part of a thing I already buy.
A guy at work came in, like, Monday morning.
Yeah.
And he was like, guys. He's like, dude. The Hunger Games movie. I didn't even know they made a Hunger Games movie.
Oh, my God.
And it was on my TV, and I rented it, and it was great, and I loved it. And I was like, yeah, dude, that came out, like, in...
A decade ago.
Yeah, a decade ago, like, in the theater. He's like, I think it was straight to video. I was like, no, it was in the theater.
The original Hunger Games?
No, this one.
Oh.
Because Scott said a decade ago.
Yeah, no. I thought he was being facetious, like, making fun.
I was
because that movie came out, like... Last
Thanksgiving.
Year.
Yeah. But rather than hearing what your random rando at work thought of it, can we hear what Scott thought about it since he's actually on the podcast?
Oh, well. Did he like it?
He loved it.
He loved it. Wow. There you go, man.
He took it, he came in, and he rubbed it all over his face.
And I don't think he
brought
it
down
to
liquid and rubbed it all over his face.
I don't think
he
did that with a digital movie.
And then he took a bath in it.
Unless we're talking about
that. Came in, and he smelled of Hunger Games.
Wow. There you go.
That doesn't sound good. But kind of like,
did you like it?
It was all right, you know, type things. It's entertaining. I think a lot of it depends on how big of a fan are you of Hunger Games,
mm-hmm.
you know, type things. If you're a big fan of Hunger Games, I think you would like this. If you're just lukewarm on Hunger Games, I think you'd either hate this or be lukewarm about it, you know, type mm-hmm. things. It's just kind of more of the same type of
thing.
And
it's just a one and done?
Essentially, yes. Okay. It's more of a prequel. Is
yeah,
where it really
I know it's
is.
A prequel, but is it like a prequel trilogy? Is a prequel?
It does not seem to be that
it's
way.
It's a prequel
no.
trilogy, and they're going to turn the last one into three parts.
Yeah, instead of two.
I bet that won't work.
But now it seemed
it,
to be a
it
fairly
might have.
Self-contained
it
type of thing. But
since it bombed.
I think they could have done a sequel. You're exactly right. Because it takes...
People are getting...
It's about the freaking President parts. Snow yeah. back when he was like freaking... What, 60 years younger or something
yeah.
like this?
I know. You know I understand things. What the movie is. I just didn't know if it was meant to be. Like
but it doesn't appear to be meant to be additional films. So
I don't know. We'll just have to wait to see when they need more Hunger Game money movie.
Well, she'll have to write another
that could
book.
Be. That could what? Be.
She'll have to write another book.
Ah, they can make stuff up.
They can always
they made
make
this
up. That's right.
No, this was based
this
on
was
her
based
book.
A book.
She wrote a book and then they turned it
and
into
then
a
they
movie.
Turned it into the movie.
I don't know.
I know you don't. You're talking about your butt.
Yeah, no. So they'll wait till she writes another book when she needs more money.
That's what I'm saying.
Were you guys excited about... Sorry to go back to the Marvels. Did you see the end?
Yeah.
Oh,
with
yes.
The Beast? So they're going to bring in the mutants? So
oh,
the introduction of the mutants?
That's
they're
true.
Doing it with the Wolverine, aren't they? In Deadpool?
In Deadpool.
Well, yeah, but I mean, this is before that.
This is before it. Yes.
Have you seen the trailer for Deadpool Wolverine?
Yes.
Or Deadpool 3? No.
Yes. That was my little gif that I sent out today, too. So
was that from that?
Yeah.
Oh.
It was Yukio there at the beginning where she's clapping.
I guess I didn't see that. That's not the trailer I saw.
Oh, wow. Okay. It's in the trailer, though. But anyway, so Deadpool 3 is cool. There's so much fun stuff going on there. Did you see the Lego version of that trailer?
Did you see the Lego version?
Somebody Legoized the Deadpool 3 trailer.
A Lego version.
So,
do they
yes.
work for either Disney or Lego?
They
because
don't.
Not...
No, they didn't.
Wow.
But they're supposedly the director of Deadpool 3, like, linked it on his Twitter account. Said, look at this. This is so cool. And it was what somebody else did where they Legoized his trailer. And it is pretty cool.
Sounds like a lot of work.
Probably, but it couldn't have been too bad because he dropped it before.
People got time on their hands.
I mean, the trailer hasn't even been out for 2 weeks yet.
You don't even have to cook. You just Uber Eats everything.
Huh?
You don't have to cook. You just Uber Eats everything.
It's
you can work from home.
I can get it. I got an email today.
Get your grocery shipped to your house.
One of the things that I subscribe to sent me a thing, and it said that I get a year... free
of Uber Eats
of Uber
Deluxe
Plus Eats Deluxe
yeah.
where I have
no fees
mm-hmm.
yeah
can you order pizza no here hold on like okay. If you have pizza delivered to your house whether
yeah.
it's Pizza Hut or Domino's uh-huh. or whatever they charge you like $5 or $6
yeah,
for
right.
delivery
mm-hmm.
can you order Pizza Hut through Uber Eats
probably.
And then not have to pay a delivery fee
probably now they say no fees mm-hmm. there's other fees they're going to tack on beyond that, probably.
And they probably expect you to tip.
That's true, too. But yeah, go for it. Get Uber Eats and try it out. You got a free year.
That's right. You can tell us how it goes.
More to come.
I really am lazy. We ordered Domino's pizza. We were watching TV.
Yeah.
And they popped up an ad for like their special. And we hadn't had Domino's pizza. And I think this was the Domino's. First time in my life that I've had Domino's pizza. But it was a really good deal. So we ordered it. And I got on my phone. And I went through the whole thing. And it was like $6 for delivery. And I was like, Friday night at home in my chair, really comfortable. And I was like, damn, $6? That's a lot just to deliver my pizza. I could just go get it.
No, you're going to pay the $6.
Nope. $6 it is. I'm lazy. So I had it delivered.
Nice.
I'm with you.
So you know how you were talking about the Marvels just feeling like a bunch of episodes type things? So
this podcast feels like a bunch of episodes.
I watched Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning. Which essentially I treated like a...
Oh, because it took you 10 sittings to watch it?
It took me a couple of sittings to watch it because it's 3 fucking hours long.
Isn't it 3.5?
No, I don't think it's quite that.
It's not even 3.
It's not quite 3. It's awfully close. It's like 2.25. Yeah, 3/4.
What did you think?
It is okay. I mean, it's a fun action type thing.
Yeah, we talked about it last
podcast. We talked about it last podcast, and then that encouraged me to go see it or watch it then.
Because I talked about how... It would be impossible to have a fight on a train.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, no, you were talking about the whole train, the train that's going like 100 to 200 mile an hour or whatever, and they're up there kicking each other.
And then it's cool because then it falls off, and then they climb up to one train, and then it falls away, and then they climb up another.
I felt like it was Uncharted.
And then they climb up another one, and it falls away.
Yeah,
that's pretty dumb, but it's fun.
It's fun. Well, the part where he like actually he's parachuting after he jumped off, you know, the cliff on a motorcycle, and then he just happens to go through the train, you know, at the right time and stuff. That was nice and funny, you know, type things. It was pretty good. So
and he did that stunt on his own. That
luckily
he crashed right through the freaking train on his own.
When he jumped off
I
the
know
cliff.
That. Yes. I mean, they had to show that in the trailer. But luckily, it probably was him.
But since the movie's called Mission Impossible, you expect things to be impossible.
To a point, yes.
I don't think it was that impossible.
I agree with you, though.
To jump off of a cliff
with a
parachute?
So many of those guys looking old. Ving Rhames.
Oh, yeah,
looking,
right?
He's looking up there.
They're all...
So
somebody needs to give that...
Simon Pegg?
Yeah, that guy a sandwich. Somebody needs to feed
Simon
him.
Simon Pegg?
Yeah.
That guy looks like he's... Never mind, I'm not gonna say it. That dude looks like he's had some kind of an illness.
Maybe he has.
Maybe he has. You never know.
You never know.
Yeah.
He looks a little Frank Miller-ish.
Wow. But yeah, so that one, I watched Equalizer 3.
Oh, I watched that.
I actually enjoyed that.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, not too bad.
Not as good as the other ones.
I haven't seen 1, 2, or 3.
Okay.
Really?
They're not
bad. They're right up your alley.
It's a man with a certain set of skills, so that kind of goes...
But I thought Denzel was in that.
Denzel is.
Oh.
And he's got a certain set of skills.
That's Qui-Gon.
So.
The guy that played Qui-Gon.
Or John Wick. They all have a certain set of skills.
Yes, but he tells you he has a certain set of skills.
Well, so does Denzel.
So does Denzel with a lot of those things. I mean, he kinda...
Did you think this one was more violent?
Than the other ones? I don't
know. Or darker?
It
was weird. It was more violent and darker, but less action.
He felt like he was in a darker place. Yes, I would agree with some of that, you know, type things. And definitely a little graphic with what he was doing,
Yeah, some a little more over the top.
But yeah, I didn't feel like the action was definitely spaced out more.
Yeah,
You get a lot at the beginning there, a little bit, you know, and some stuff.
Yeah.
A little bit somewhere in the middle, and then you get it, the end, you know, does. But it is a lot of more just kind of setup type things.
Yeah.
So
speaking of Denzel.
We
watched Ricochet.
Oh God, I love that movie.
That's a great freaking movie.
Is that the John Lithgow?
Yes, where he was a bad guy, and it was like one of the first times you ever seen him like in this bad dramatic role. That was the first time I ever seen Denzel Washington, and I thought it's probably still my favorite Denzel film.
It's a good movie.
Oh, we're talking about bad movies. I saw Hard Target again.
No, we were talking about good movies.
Do you guys like Hard Target?
Is that John J.C.?
Jean-Claude Van Damme. With John Woo.
Okay.
J.C.V.D.
Man.
I think I've seen it. I saw it like when it came out in the 90s.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I don't know if I've seen
it.
I mean,
Jean-Claude Van Damme's best movie is Bloodsport, obviously.
Obviously. But this is probably number two. Because you got John Woo.
Hold it.
So
is there a bunch of doves that fly?
There are some birds flying around.
Doves.
I don't know if they're doves. But
isn't
some...
that John Woo?
That is John Woo, yeah. That's what I thought. Yeah. Yeah,
he does like doves, doesn't he?
He does.
Yes.
And slow motion. Doves and slow
he
motion.
He does like some slow motion.
So it's a good combination with Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Doing those splits, huh?
Now, it's not as good as it was like in the 90s, obviously. But it's still, you know, it's all right. Splits.
In the Deadpool trailer when the elevator opens. Oh,
yeah.
The reverse splits and comes up.
You should see that Lego version.
I'm Marvel Jesus.
That's right. Let's see here. I watched The Holdovers.
Oh, I've seen that as well.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's Man, it's right up your alley. I was thinking that. The whole time I'm watching this, I'm thinking, this is a movie for Drew.
Yeah.
Yeah, type
stuff. It's really good. Did you watch it?
No.
Oh, you did?
It's not your type of movie.
It's not.
It is.
It's very slice of life, very slow moving. Yeah. It's kind of long. It feels long, I guess is what I'd say.
I think it felt long at all.
I think it felt long. It's a good movie. It's well done. I like the fact that it has this whole nostalgia factor going. I mean, from the very beginning, you know, I mean, it's kind of got the crackle, you know, of like film and other things. And it's doing a true throwback type of stuff here, you know, for things. So I like the style that they used and everything. And overall, it's entertaining from that slice of life type of thing.
Sure.
But it just felt long. So
yeah.
I'll never watch it.
You won't? It's really good. It'll warm your heart.
I don't want to waste my time.
It'll warm your heart. Don't.
I'm done with warm my heart movies.
Huh. Wow.
I got time for warm my heart.
Wow.
All right. Wow.
No more than my heart.
Why do you watch movies then if you don't want your heart warmed?
Action.
Just
blood,
visceral.
Guts,
just visceral.
Destruction.
Stimulus.
Yes.
All
right. That's right. Well, then, another film that Don doesn't want to see because it's not going to warm his heart is Wonka. It's musical,
that.
It's holiday family type thing. So
I'm not gonna watch that.
Your family would love it though.
Yeah, Don won't watch Barbie. I'm not watching Wonka.
Wonka, yeah.
I don't need
not
another
Wonka
movie.
Or Barbie.
Oh man, Barbie.
But this is an origin,
great.
Drew.
So
this is the origin.
What is the
Wonka.
Origin?
It is.
It's a prequel.
It actually
it's a prequel.
It is a prequel.
What the hell?
I liked it. It was pretty good. It was enjoyable.
I wonder if Dahl wrote the book first. Did Dahl have to write
Roald
the book?
Dahl?
I think he did.
Did he have to write the
probably
book first before they can make a movie? That's the joke.
Yeah, exactly.
AI.
I would.
You could probably ask AI to write it in Roald Dahl style. And
yes.
Just crank it out.
Yeah.
Yep. But I figured you guys wouldn't watch it. But hey, it was all right for what it was.
I suppose it's definitely possible if it gets to streaming and like
definitely,
on board.
It's definitely a family film type of thing. Yeah. And it's a feel good holiday type of thing.
Yeah,
so.
It's a feel good movie. It warms your heart.
It's not going to warm my heart because it's got singing in it. I freaking hate singing.
There is some music in it, yes.
Do not sing in my movies.
Don't sing
so
in his
I'm
movies.
So out of touch with everything.
I know.
And like just so undereducated and uncouth.
Yes.
And just oblivious to stuff.
We know.
I was probably the Super Bowl. And
wow.
They showed the commercial.
I'm surprised you even knew that was going on.
They showed the trailer or whatever for Wicked.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Which
yeah.
I've heard of Wicked, like I know it exists, but I have no idea like what it's about.
It's about the Wicked Witch. It's called
it's
the Wicked.
It's a prequel to
right.
The Wizard of Oz.
And I'm watching the trailer for the movie. Like it took me a while to figure out what it was at first. And then I'm like, this is Wizard of Oz. I'm like, this is a prequel. I'm like, this looks kind of cool. And then at the end, it's like Wicked. And I was like, oh, that's what Wicked's about.
Yep. It's
well,
a
Wicked
musical,
came
though.
Out like in the 90s. Wasn't it like a Broadway musical? And like the
yeah.
90s?
It's a Broadway musical.
Yeah.
It's never, yeah, they've never made a movie
made
before.
Movie.
Yeah, correct. I mean, the
but
musical
I,
came
but
out.
But the
I'm
musical
aware
came out, yeah, some.
80s or
90s?
I don't know.
It had to be. I mean, Christian Chenoweth, that's one of her big roles, was the fact that I think she played the.
I'm aware that Wicked exists, but.
Oh, she's like a little short blonde thing that's been in a lot of stuff, but I mean, she's a crazy.
So is the movie going to be a musical?
No.
Oh,
I think it was her and Idina Menzel
that
played the two lead characters.
Eventually, so. When it comes to
they already made a prequel to The Wizard of Oz. It was called Oz the Great and Powerful.
Oh yeah,
oh, that is true. It was a piece of crap.
Is that the one with?
Didn't that have like Ewan or something? No, I don't remember.
What's
it had James Franco.
Yeah, James Franco.
James Franco. There you go.
He is the wizard.
I never saw that.
You never saw that?
Mm-mm.
Hmm. Interesting.
Over there
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, so yeah.
Talking
yeah.
to my
book. I don't know. You're kidding, man.
That's right. I also watched Warrior.
Ooh, Reese's.
So Warrior is...
Is that the caramel Reese's?
It appeared that it was. So...
Warrior.
But Warrior, that is so, that is a series you should be watching.
Before you go further, hold on.
I don't know what Warrior is.
Before you go further, Scott.
Yes.
My dad, I called him tonight to talk to him or whatever. He's like, yeah. I said, what you been doing? He's like, oh, I found this cool show called Warrior I've been watching. It's like, oh, yeah, my buddy on the podcast has been watching that. He's talking about it.
Not me.
What are we watching now?
The Lego Deadpool trailer.
All right, then. That's fun for the people listening to the podcast.
What? I can talk and watch at the same time?
Exactly.
You can, I don't know,
barely
what Warrior,
think and talk at the same time.
I don't know
time.
What Warrior is. I'm not watching it.
Warrior is really
Kung
good.
Kung Fu.
I mean, it is Kung Fu.
Chinatown. San Francisco.
In like the late 1800s. So it's like 1890s or something like this. And it's Chinatown, San Francisco, and Chinese immigrants are coming over. They're getting, you know, they're working for like peanuts, you know, practically, you know, and things like this. And, but... They know martial arts. Some of them know martial arts, which is what people don't know in the U.S., you know, type things. So, and there's a whole bunch of, there's a lot of Irish that are there that, you know, have been there, been in the U.S. for some time.
Oh, you talked about this last
yes,
time.
Exactly right. And they're like a bunch of bare knuckle brawlers, you know, and now they're trying to fight these guys that are flipping around, kicking, you know, and things,
yeah,
and it's not working too well.
Is it coming out weekly?
No, it's been out for a long time. There's three seasons. The first season,
Jesus.
I think
it has been. I thought you meant this season's been out for a long time.
No, there's three seasons. I think they came out 2019, 2020, and then like the last one came out in 2023. My problem is that I think HBO canceled them after the season three, but I don't know if they really got to wrap up all their storylines. So I'm kind of afraid of that. But I told you that was when you see that in Lego form. But anyway, Warrior's good. I finished the first season. It's only 10 episodes type thing, so, but I like it. It's fun type action, you know, stuff. Kung Fu, martial arts, fairly decent characters. So I definitely recommend it. I'm kind of surprised. It's kind of even got like this, like, Old West feel even with, you know.
What is 1800?
What was that? Yeah.
It, that is true. But they even have, like, you know, an episode that's more being, like, in Arizona or something. Yeah. So, get that.
Let me help me up. I'm good.
Seconds. Oh, yeah. Snick.
I'm trying to think of what... I never finished it, and I think it was on A&E, maybe, a while ago. That one that was, like... It was,
A&E?
Like, martial arts. Maybe it was FX. I don't think you watched it. It was like martial arts, and it was like a dystopian kind
Cobra
of...
Cobra Kai.
No.
Okay.
Oh, I know. Into the Badlands, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you ever watch that?
I watched like the first episode. I kind of liked it.
It was good. Sounds Into like the Badlands, or impact. The Badlands, whatever. Oops. Oh, I thought that was Harley Quinn.
That's Yu-Gi-Oh! Or Yu-Gi-Oh! Yu-Gi-Oh! Whatever.
Who is that? Yukio. Like Lady Deathstrike?
So
no, it's the...
Is it her name Yukio?
Yukio. This is Yu-Gi-Oh.
Like... No, I think it's Yuki. Why Yuki?
Maybe she's going to turn into Lady Deathstrike.
Is it Yukio Lady Deathstrike?
I think so.
Could be, yeah.
Because Mariko is his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yukio. Or is Yukio the girl he hangs out with, like the one who's he's always running around with?
Yeah, I think that's the one he always hangs out with.
Okay, that's not Lady Deathstroke. Okay.
So she is...
So that's Yukio.
It's the girl that was dating Teenage Warhead, Negasonic Warhead.
That wasn't Yukio, was it?
Yes. Why you...
But she doesn't have any powers or anything. She's just her girlfriend.
Just her girlfriend or something.
In Deadpool 2.
In Deadpool 2. I'm talking about comics. Sorry, I'm going back.
Sorry. I think so. I don't know. It's been so long.
Is that the same character?
I don't know.
It's hard to tell. It is in an alternate timeline, so who the hell knows?
Did Yukio ever date Negasonic Teenage Warhead?
That's what I'm asking. In the comics, did that happen? I don't remember.
Dude, I don't even know where Negasonic Teenage Warhead was, like, in the comics. Like, was that part of, like, the new X-Men Grant Morrison when he introduced...
Sounds like, about right. That yeah. seems like something Grant Morrison...
I mean, it sounds like... I mean, I don't know that I could have picked out that character from a comic book or told you what their powers were.
Fair.
Well, it's just a cool name.
Absolutely.
All right. Cool. All right, so I watched The Last of Us.
Oh.
What? I've watched The Last of Us.
About damn time.
Is there a new season out?
No.
No, we just finally watched the first
season. Oh, the one that came out 7 years ago?
Something like that. It was like a year ago.
Jesus.
And I'm on episode 6, I think, is the next one I'm going to watch.
Ooh.
Did he get to the...
I did not like episode 3.
You didn't like episode 3.
I didn't think it was that great. What? That's mediocre at best.
It was the greatest hour of television.
First, it was an hour and a half.
Okay.
It was pretty long.
It was the greatest hour and a half
of television. And it was not the greatest hour and a half of television. I don't know why you would think that is the greatest hour and a half of television.
It made me feel good.
You said you don't like your heart warm. Okay, have you not watched other things that make your heart warm? Is that the problem? Is you don't actually watch heartwarming stuff, and so when you finally do watch something heartwarming, because it catches you by surprise,
dude,
because it's part of a genre show.
I was caught.
You're like, oh my god, my heart, I felt something.
I was.
This
caught
must be
up.
The greatest thing I've ever seen.
I was caught up. I thought it was a great story. I thought it was a good. It was at the time. It was like, this is great.
It was really good.
It was really good.
It was good. It was good. Just good at all. Television in general.
Yeah,
I didn't think it was that great.
Yeah, that's because your heart is cold and
no, I love the holdovers.
So
your heart is.
I like the holdovers.
Your heart is jaded like mine.
That's
dark
right.
And black.
My heart feels lots of stuff, but that did not make me feel anything.
Yeah, man. Just great acting. Just great.
I didn't think the acting was that great.
Wow.
I mean, Ron acted really good.
He acts like he always acts. He's playing the same character he plays every time he's ever played a character.
Probably so.
Okay, that's great acting.
It was.
I don't see all right. It, bro.
What do
but
you
as
think
overall, the
as
show's really
series.
Good. Other than that one episode, it's been really good.
Yeah.
You just didn't like that episode even.
Well, I mean,
all.
It just
wow.
was a big, big departure, and I don't see any point of it.
Well,
like it, they just
then
took these,
wait till you get to the one about the mall.
They just took these two side
like
characters.
Seven?
That could be.
They
yeah,
just took these two side characters
upsetting.
And did this completely random story.
Yeah.
And sometimes that can work.
Did you?
It didn't work here.
Have
for
you
me.
Seen the episode in the mall?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. I think that's why I after where he's at because Yusuf made it to.
They
six.
Just got out of the town, like Kansas City, where they were in.
Oh, when a big creature comes up.
Oh yeah, the ground. A bunch of guys come.
And we're like, oh my god! After 5 episodes, something finally happened.
No,
that's where
they
spent
the
money. They finally spent some money on special effects with, like, some creatures.
And some things.
Well, there was just
come
a bunch
there.
Of swarm. It wasn't, like, a bunch of a big creatures.
Yeah.
I mean, like, there was, like, a big guy.
I was like, holy shit, something finally happened.
Really? Yeah. It's a good show. I like it.
I didn't say it wasn't a good show.
It's
but
well
I was
done.
Like, something
I think it's well
happened.
Done. It's just been happening the whole time.
But don't you feel like it's overall, though, kind of depressing?
How do you feel?
Oh, yeah, it's very depressing.
Yeah.
It's how very, you... like... Dark Walking Dead, Sweet Tooth, just kind of a big
how do you feel about Pedro Pascal being cast as Mr. Fantastic?
That's a good question.
That is a good question.
I don't
question.
Know how I feel about that. I do like, it seems like most things I've seen him, he's doing like an accent. But, so it's kind of weird to see him. But in The Last of Us, he's doing a pretty normal American accent. So I think he could probably pull it off. I like Pedro Pascal in general. He's an interesting actor because he's done these really kind of random roles, but yet a few of them have really hit, like from a genre standpoint. But he's not like a mainstream, like huge star, so it'll be interesting. But no, I think he's a good actor, so I think he'll do good.
Yeah, I think he's great. But then again, I've like loved him ever since
Narcos,
no, Game of Thrones, where he played
oh, that's right.
Ford Mantell or whatever, yeah. The freaking Viper.
Yeah,
god dang. Then I was like, everything I see him in, it's just like, dude.
Yep. What else?
That was pretty much all.
I watched.
Oh, that was a hell of a list, though.
I watched Hijack on Apple with Idris Elba.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have yours?
I've never heard of that.
I've heard of it, but.
Is it new?
No.
No, it's been around for a while.
No, it's been a while. We were going to watch it when it was coming out, but we waited till they were all out.
It wasn't
out.
Good, was it? Oh, it's a show?
Yeah, it's a show. It's
oh,
like
I thought
nine
it was a
episodes,
movie.
8 episodes.
Hijack. Nope. Yeah. Is it good?
It's. Yeah, it's fine.
It's probably not as good as C, though, right?
Absolutely not. Nothing
because
that
show is amazing.
That. And we started watching because it comes out every week.
Masters
of the Air.
Oh, did you watch
good.
Some? Did you like that?
Yeah, we're.
I got a buddy of mine that
we're
loves
up to
those
four. I think 5 came out last Friday, so we watched like the first 4 like right away, and then we had to wait.
Nope, neither of you watched just Curb Your Enthusiasm, right?
No.
I
I've never watched
the whole thing. And I know the new season is out.
Yeah, I've been watching it.
Have you?
It's so bad and so good at the same time.
I bet so. Weren't you the one that was telling the stories about Curb?
I love Curb, but okay. I just stopped watching. It's like, okay.
Weren't you watching
Epping Seasons?
Clone Wars? Did you drop off on that?
I dropped off of that hard, yeah. Yeah, I made it through like 12 episodes. Dude, I don't know what it is. I'm like Scott.
Short for some reason.
Short attention span.
Yeah, I guess. I just move on to stuff. Like, have you ever watched, I'm sure you haven't, The Prisoner from like 1967, the English The Prisoner show?
I don't watch the new one.
So like...
It doesn't end though, does it?
No. No, it got canceled.
Like, so it's kind of hard to get it to say, I need to watch this.
It's so... Well, I'm watching... So like, a couple years ago it was on Prime and I was watching it and then I just gave up after like, I just stopped watching it.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to go back and finish it. And now it's on... the only thing I can get it on for free streaming is like Roku, and it has commercials and stuff.
Yeah.
And so like I'm going back, but I'm like I watched an episode today.
Yeah.
It's just so cheesy and weird and crazy. Like
crazy.
Mind F.
Like, yeah.
Which, do you know the premise of it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm watching it.
But I can't tell you. But I've heard the premise.
Okay,
I can't tell you.
So basically,
do we want to talk?
It's very short. This guy's a spy, right?
He's a spy.
Well, he's a former spy. He's kidnapped and he's on this island, and they're trying to break him.
Well, he's a prisoner.
He's a prisoner. There's a bunch of prisoners, and like there's a secret government organization or whatever that are keeping him there, and he's trying. He keeps trying to escape, right? Like he just wants to get off and go back to live his normal life. And so they're trying to break him, like, the whole time. But, after 10, 11, 12 episodes, like, you're on an island. Like, he's got a house with, like, all the cool shit. Like, he's taken care of. It's like an early retirement. Like, I'm like, why are you fighting it, dude? Like, just stay there.
Just roll with it.
Like, roll with it. Like, just retire and enjoy your life. I mean, you got everything you need.
Interesting. So somehow I went down this, like, I learned something new, and you guys probably knew this, but I never really, and I know a lot about movies and film, but I never realized this. So like, you always hear about like the old like Flash Gordon movie serials, or
with Buster Crab.
Yeah, do you know what a movie serial is?
Like 10 minutes.
Yeah, so like what they used to do, they'd play like every week they'd release like a movie serial.
Yeah,
and like so this Flash Gordon thing, it was like a 12, 15 episode long movie serial. Every week you have to go to the theater and you'd have to watch this movie serial, and then there'd be another movie after it. So you'd watch like this 10, 15 minute serial. But you had to go
like a series of little things. I just didn't know how long.
Yeah. They're like 10 or 15 minutes, and like you would go and it'd be like in front of another movie. And then, but it'd come out weekly. So as a kid, you had to go every week to go watch the new one of that.
Okay.
Man, that's how they got you.
I know, right? Did you know that? That's how the movie serials worked?
I knew they were weekly things, yes.
Did you? Yeah. I never knew that. I'm like, how did I not know that?
Dude, speaking of, like, the Roku thing, like, they show a bunch of old stuff. There was, like, a Batman and Robin TV, a show.
Yeah.
Like, in the 40s or 50s, like, before the Burt Ward thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's...
I thought he was talking about the Adam West one.
No, that's what I meant, the Adam West one. No, like, predates that. I've never heard of it. It was on Roku. I tried to watch an episode of it.
Yeah. Well, I think these Buck Rogers and Flash Gordon ones are on Roku as well.
I had, like, I mean, I probably still do somewhere. I bought, a DVD
of the movie series?
Of, like, the movie, the old movies. And, watched some of the Flash Gordon ones.
That's cool. Yeah, I mean, I didn't realize that. I mean, it was like, how did I go through this far into life and not know that?
So,
but that's kind of what George Lucas was trying to do with Star Wars.
Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely.
Is he was making, a long movie serial type thing.
Yeah, yep. The cutaway.
Yeah.
Speaking of...
Because they didn't have TVs back then. Right. You know what I mean? Like, it was pre... Like, everybody had TV in their house.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of not knowing things that slap you in the face, I was watching that Masters of the Air, right? And so they're flying through. I mean, they're flying through.
It's crazy.
Sorry, $600 for some board game stuff.
They're flying.
They did a giant dragon, though. Mm, nice. Oh, yeah. But anyway, Masters of the Air.
They're flying the planes through enemy territory, right?
Was there a dragon?
No. Oh. And so, like, the shells are going up into the air, right?
Yeah.
And they're popping everywhere.
Uh-huh.
Well, they're called flak.
Yeah.
Do you realize they're bombs?
Yeah.
And they shoot shrapnel? Yeah. Like, to shred the planes?
Yeah.
I didn't realize they were shooting shrapnel. Like, this whole time, my whole life, I thought they were just, like, randomly trying to hit, like, with missiles or something. Like, just shooting rockets into the air, trying to randomly. I didn't realize they were
purposely exploding.
They were purposely exploding and shredding planes until I watched Master of the Air, and I'm like. And, like, I was talking to somebody at work. He's like, they're called flak.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay. I guess.
Kind of makes sense.
I've been let down by the movie industry my entire life because they've never explained that.
They've never really explained it.
What's nice is there's still things we can learn, Don.
I know, right? Everything.
Even at your old age.
Even at your old age, you can still learn new things.
Who read comp? Do we want to do previews? Do you want to just like randomly flip through previews?
Not at this exact moment, but maybe, yeah.
Okay.
We can do comics first.
Okay, I'll do these first because you talked about them last week.
Okay, great.
Savage Dragon, 267.
Yeah.
The super spectacular 30th anniversary. That's like
did you
late.
Feel ripped off for 10 bucks?
A little bit.
Because there wasn't a lot of bonus content except old crap that
especially
I didn't really want to read.
Because the only copy they had is just like ripped to shreds.
But he gave you a discount, so you kind of got a deal.
Yeah, he gave me a 10% discount.
Oh, that's all?
Yeah.
Wow.
But I mean, like, I need a copy for, like, my collection. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. Do you want my copy? Because I don't really care about condition. I'll swap it out with you.
Sure. Okay. So, yes, there's a giant twist at the end.
Yeah, do you see that coming?
No, I don't even know what the hell happened in the 20 pages leading up to that. Because it's like...
Are you done?
I'm so far out of... Dragon continuity, like I don't know.
Well, I think they just went through their whole life,
right? And
or their
like,
whole relationship.
Yes, but
so it hit like a bunch of. But yeah, obviously you're not gonna remember every single moment. That's
right.
Why
so I was like, "What the hell is going on?"
Yeah.
And then I get to the end, and I'm like,
"What?
When did that fucking happen?"
Well.
And then I'm like, I go back, and I'm like, "Did I miss something?" So like, I reread it, having an idea of like what was going on.
Did you miss something?
No.
No.
Like, it had to happen. I don't know when.
Who knows when it happened? I don't think that matters. The point is that it's happened.
That it happened.
And at some point, that happened, and nobody knows.
So, yeah. So. This Nikos Koutsis?
Yeah.
The art on that North Face?
Yeah.
That art's really cool.
Yeah, he's pretty cool.
I like that.
Isn't he the colorist as well?
Yeah, I thought he was, like, started as a colorist.
He
like,
did.
He's been a colorist for a while.
Yeah.
Apparently,
he probably draws
to draw.
As well. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, then the rest of it was just all the Megaton. They had like two,
yeah.
And the rest of it was all that Vanguard,
Megaton
stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. I mean, that's what I care about.
Yeah, exactly. The first 20 pages.
$10.
Yep.
That. I did read it, but yeah. No, I didn't see it. I don't know how anybody saw that coming. I guess maybe, like, when he just pulverizes her after the wedding, like, maybe you have a clue? Because when I went back and read it, and, like, he's talking to a dragon or whatever, like, at the altar, then I'm like, yeah, I guess maybe you could have seen it, but I don't know how you could have seen it.
Yeah. No, I don't think you're supposed to see it. I just thought it was a fun twist.
Right.
It's a crazy Savage Dragon type twist.
Yeah. And then I read Skeeters 2,
which
you talked about last
time. I did.
Skeeters.
Talked about Skeeters.
It's good. I mean, it's just...
It's a B-movie.
Yeah, it's just a B-movie with awesome Kelly Williams artwork.
Yeah.
And watercolor painting.
Nice.
Yeah, that's fun.
So, I mean, yeah. I mean...
Cool.
Yeah. Anyway, there we go.
Anyway, there we go. Scott should do something.
Somebody else.
What? You should do something. I only got two things.
I only have two things. Oh, I have three.
See? You got one more. You read Jinx again?
I reread Jinx from my Purge pile.
Okay.
Do you remember this at all?
I remember reading it.
That's how I was. I remember reading it. I remember nothing about it.
I think I've read that.
So, this is...
may have not. Do you want any more?
No, I'm good. But thank you. I can drink a
whole nother one. So I read Jinx by Brian Michael Bendis. He does the art as well. And he's an okay artist. I mean, better than me. But he has a lot of, I think a lot of photo reference type stuff. But anyway, I think Bendis really wanted to be Quentin Tarantino.
I could see that.
I mean,
he does like to gab a lot.
This feels a lot like what if I wrote my own Tarantino esque movie as a comic book, and that's what this was. But he's not as good of a writer as Tarantino.
Okay.
Like, I mean, but who is really? I mean, but yeah, it really felt like it's almost felt like a script treatment more than an actual comic.
Almost like more of a storyboard.
Yeah, and since the art thing. I mean, like I said, Bendis is a better artist than me, but it's not like he's making his living on his art type of thing, you know. I mean, he did a decent job on this, but it's just a lot of like just side conversations that kind of just go nowhere, and they're like pages and pages of just random, you know, conversations about nothing and just talky. Normally I didn't mind a lot of Bendis's talky stuff. But man, this was kind of grating on me a little bit. It's still pretty decent as far as things go. And at the time it came out, you know, this was, comics weren't really like this. They weren't talky comics with you know, snappy
dialogue. What was that, late 90s, early 2000s?
Yeah, I think 98 is when this was collected, but I think it was coming out like in the mid 90s.
That was coming out early 90s, because that was through like Caliber, wasn't
it? Yeah, there was a series before this called AKA Goldfish.
Oh yeah,
and the same character is in this book,
right?
And I don't think that stuff is in here. And then he did Jinx, and so, but yeah, I mean, it's,
I mean, I would think
it's early Bendis,
80s, early 90s, maybe.
But yeah, it might be going in the purge pile. I don't know.
If you don't want it, I'll take it, and then I'll just sell it.
Fine, just take it.
You don't want it, I'll take it. And then I'll sell it.
I can sell it too.
Sell it for half off.
There you go.
No, it's fine. I don't.
You don't want it?
I have three things, so I guess I'll go next.
Okay.
Because I have, well, actually, I have four things, but. So I read Weird Work by Jordan Thomas and Shaky Kane, which Shaky Kane is the reason I bought it.
I like Shaky Kane.
Yeah. This is not the greatest thing I've ever read, but I enjoyed it.
Weird Work.
It's basically like this weird, weird work. It's this weird kind of alien plant, like universe, planet. Like they're kind of humanoids, but like then they have aliens and stuff. It's a detective story. It's basically the main character is a detective in the police force. His partner gets killed. He gets hooked up with like the new partner that nobody wants to have. You know what I mean?
Why is she red?
Like, they're just because they're weird. They're like humanoid people on a different planet, but like there's some people. Some of the characters are like animal people, like weird. It's just, I don't know how to explain it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Sure. I mean,
I don't know what you mean.
It's like anthropomorphic people plus aliens people all living in like the same planet.
All living city, together.
All living together. Cats and dogs living like together.
Cats and dogs.
It'll be anarchy. And so. Anyway, the detective, his partner gets killed. He gets teamed up with the part that nobody wants to work with, detective, whatever, police partner. And then it's like all this whole corruption case where they find out that his dead partner was like actually like involved in some shady stuff. And then, you know, it goes up the chain to where like whatever the mayor, you know, it's kind of that same story, but I liked it. Because it had a little bit of a couple twists and turns. And I like Shaky Kane's artwork. And it was a fun book. It was a 4-issue series, Shaky Kane. Have you ever read any of his other stuff? Like The Coffin or The Bulletproof Monk or any of that stuff? Do you know what I'm talking about? Have you ever read any Shaky Kane stuff?
I don't know that I've read much Shaky Kane. I think I had read that one thing you gave me, which was like Kane and Abel.
Right.
That's the only thing I've read.
Oh, okay. I haven't read any of that other stuff either, but I'm thinking about maybe trying to get my hands on it to read it, because I dig it.
Do you?
I do kind of dig it.
Do you kind of dig it?
I kind of dig
do
it.
Do ya? That's what Scott says.
Do ya?
Do ya?
All right.
Do ya?
Now I have two, maybe three.
I read I Hate Fairyland.
I read that too.
Volume one?
I believe it is volume
two?
Six.
Oh.
Last Gert Standing.
But which is it of the new?
Two.
It is two of the new stuff. Okay. So I think it collects like 6 through 10 or something
okay.
like
I've,
that.
I've read that stuff and recently.
You have read it?
Yes.
So it basically, this one, if I remember right, ends with. What? Yeah, what are you supposed to do? It ends.
I'm trying to look at how it ends.
You don't spoil it.
I know. It ends with the one ex Snow Queen or whatever in the real world.
Oh, yeah.
So, did
I
you get to
I've
that?
I read that. And I think I've read past it.
Oh, man.
Maybe.
I can't wait to see what happens next.
Scott can't wait.
Wait. You know, it's fun. It's just goofy fun. Claudelia, that's her name. Or Claudia. Claudia. Sorry. Yeah.
Yes.
I did like what happened to, though, the old
dinosaur
boy, yeah. Whatever the hell his name was,
I can't
and how he's all kind of like happy. Did you see the twist coming, though, in this one? I'm thinking of the twist.
Which was the twist?
Well, that our old Gert gets killed.
Oh, yeah.
And then the young Gert, who was pulled in from like back in time, takes over now. And
yeah,
she's like,
so
who we're following.
Kind of hit the reset button.
Kind of hit the reset button.
Yeah.
I love this, though, yeah. The head.
Oh,
so.
All the Gerts.
Yeah, well, all the Gerts, but then where she's just carrying around the head of the old Gert, you know, type things, and then trying to now, it's basically dumbass Gert again, the reset button, trying to get her out way home again. So, I don't know.
Didn't they go, like, track down, like, some kid, and he was like, they never told me there was a key. He's been, like, wandering around for, like,
he was
ever.
Pretty mad.
Because
they hijacked him when he first got
that's
there.
That's the dinosaur boy. That's
our
boy.
Is that who it is?
Yeah. He never knew there was a key because they hijacked him like right away
right
back
away.
Then.
Okay.
And so that
it's
they
like,
can try
there's
to figure
a key?
Out something.
It's
so
been
like,
a while since
a
I read it. I just,
yeah, that was pretty good.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I just found it funny where he was like working for the witches and whatever the hell else, you know, and things. And he's kind of like, I like it here.
It's fun.
I'm happy.
It's still fun. It's still kind of like
it's kind of fun
Fairyland
and stupid and
stupid
and
it's
bloody
just,
and gory.
Yes,
and it's not and quite as fun as the first time around, but it's still amusing.
Right,
and I do like that he's keeping it kind of fresh, I guess, in its own way too. God, it's just whatever the hell, the time machine car and whatever, and just oh geez, blood and guts going everywhere. So. And I like these spreads like this too, where it's just showing crap going on, and there's like no words. It's great.
It's great.
No you know,
words.
You just get to look at the cool pictures,
true,
and
it
usually it's
no words. It's the less best. Words, the better.
Oh, and where they got to like kill the werewolf, the wuffle wolf, werepoodle, or
oh,
whatever.
Yeah, the werepoodle.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, no, it's good stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's fun. Still enjoy it.
It is fun.
There's not a lot of books like it out there. It's unique in that way.
That is true.
Has Dark Ride has ended, correct?
I don't know. I ordered the last trade.
Okay, but
I
haven't
got it yet.
Okay. I'm waiting. Let me know when you get that trade, because I'm waiting to read it.
Okay.
So we can read it at the same time.
Cool. So did you read BPRD?
Yeah, volume 9.
Yeah, volume 9, dude.
Wow. Did that just come out or something?
Yeah. The omnibus.
It's been out.
I mean, it came out of hardcover, now they put it out of
softcover.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's not new, but it's new to me.
It's new to you.
True fans, not guys that jump on the bandwagon, have the hardcover, like me.
That's right.
I was getting the hardcovers, and they put them out of print.
I was fine as they came out.
Well, that's what I've learned my lesson.
So buy them as they come out?
Buy everything as it comes out, dude, because it
oh my
ain't
God.
Coming back.
Can't
especially
afford
the
it.
Hardcovers, huh?
Well... The omnibuses now, they are coming back, eventually.
Maybe.
But now,
there's no guarantee
so
of anything,
effing many of them.
Of like, what?
Of the omnibuses.
Oh, the Marvel ones?
The Marvel ones. They just,
yeah,
that's
they,
like
they
the new thing them. Now. There's like a
Let's
ton of them.
Let's not talk about that.
Okay.
Yeah, so I read BPRD Volume 9. I missed Volume 8 for some reason. Like, I swear I ordered it, but they didn't give it to me.
Don syndrome, huh?
No, I ordered it. I have records. I just never got it.
There's a lot of stuff I've ordered.
And so I had to reorder it.
That's probably true.
And so it's on its way. But I went ahead and read Volume 9, which probably wasn't the smartest move. Because this kind of ends this major arc that's been going on for, like, 5 omnibuses or whatever. It kind of comes to an end. But it's really good.
What he said. He said he doesn't have number 8.
He does not have number 8.
And I did not read it. So I'll have to go back and read it.
So I have to go back. And so he was
there is one more, Volume 10.
Do you have 8?
No, I had ordered. It's not here yet. Because I ordered 10? It from InStock Trades, and they are so...
Do you have 10?
It hasn't come out yet. I think it comes out next week or a week after. Mm. Why do you ask? There's a lot of questions about 8, 9, and 10. I really just want to talk about 9.
All right. Talk about 9.
So they finally bring this big arc for the last 5 omnibuses to kind of like a head and an ending to some degree. So I'm not 100% sure what they're going to do with 10, but it should be cool. But I'm super like, over the years, they've really built up these characters and like they're really well developed and like I actually feel like I know them, you know? Like it's almost like when you read a really good novel and you kind of feel like you know those characters. I feel like they've finally gotten that point. On this book with me. And so
when one of them dies, it just hurts you to the core.
Well, I don't think he can really die.
Oh.
Abe is still missing though. I'm not sure where he's at.
He's in his own series.
Could be.
He has his own books. I know he has his omnibuses. Own books.
But no, this is really good. And they do such a good job keeping the story moving, but also keeping the characters interesting and developing them. And this one almost becomes almost like a big superhero bash kind of thing towards the end.
Are you gonna?
So it's pretty cool. I don't know, dude. This book is BPRD. And people are always talking about it, how great it is. And I was like, maybe. But by this point, I'm like, yeah, I'm kind of on there. It's a really great book.
Are you gonna buy? Have they started coming out with the omnibuses for like the all the after this, all the BPRDs like 1957?
I assume if they put those out, I'll probably buy them. I mean, it won't be these characters because a lot of them weren't alive.
I think I have some of at least one of the hardcovers that comes after that.
Maybe. I'll be curious what they do with the omnibuses of the BPRD after they do 10, because that's kind of the end of the main series.
But I didn't. Then I stopped buying the hardcover omnibuses because I've been buying all the miniseries.
Oh.
The only reason I bought the hardcover omnibuses
to catch up.
Because I never bought the BPRD in single issues. Gotcha. So I wanted to read it. And I was waiting for them to come out with a coherent way to read it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Sort of.
Makes sense. It does. Because it is kind of scattershot. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know the limited series all had like a number of like the series as well. But...
And then it seemed like when they would collect it in trades.
Yeah.
They would only collect like certain stories and they would bounce around. I don't it didn't come out in order.
Yeah. And so with the omnibus, they've kind of like sort of
put everything
mapped it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's cool. I like it. I can't wait to read 8 and 10.
I can't wait to read like 3 through 10.
Oh, nice. That should be exciting for you.
I know. And then I'll talk about it. Like, I've never heard Drew talk about
it. Yeah, he won't even remember anything I saw.
I remember that Drew read it. Like, dude, you should totally read these.
I know.
Except I can look over there and see them.
Yeah, they are.
Maybe.
So what about Bigsby Grant?
Wait, and no, Donis go next.
Does he? Does he have to?
Oh, my God.
Maybe.
This is like my favorite thing that I've read.
Oh, what is it?
This year?
These last 2 weeks.
Last 2 weeks.
Since the last podcast.
What is it, Don? What is it?
The Midnight Show by Colin Bunn and Brian Hurt with Bill Crabtree. This is... freaking good, man. The artwork is awesome. So,
The art?
Brian Hurt.
Oh, okay.
Cool. What else has he done?
Anything? Sixth Gun.
I wondered if it was. It looked like it as you were kind of... Yeah. Did something else together, too, didn't they?
They did that gangster book.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I can't think of what the name of it was, but...
So the gist of the story is there's like back in whatever 50s or 60s there was like this it's basically Frankenstein.
Oh, I need to buy this in the trade.
Yeah, it's
the
good.
Werewolf.
The werewolf.
Brian Hurt and Colin.
Wolfman. Dracula, Creature of the Black Lagoon, and Frankenstein. And so, like, there's this movie director, kind of like the Hammer movies, I guess, is what they're kind of going for. And there was one movie, like, his last magnum opus movie that he was going to direct, and shit went bad when they made the movie, and it never got finished. And so now it's, like, modern time, and this guy has developed, like, a cult, not a cult following, but, like, a, you know what I mean?
Like fans.
A fandom.
Yeah.
And so there's like
a
this
cult following, but not a cult leader.
Right. Gotcha. So they found the lost footage of the completed movie that nobody's ever seen. And so they're having like a screening of it. And as they show the movie in that town, all of the monsters come to life. And it turns out that the movie is cursed. And
of course,
if you watch the movie, then all the monsters come together. And so it's basically all of those five monsters converging on this one town trying to become real. Like, they have to perform a ceremony or whatever to, like, become permanent real or whatever. And so, like, there's a group of people that escape the theater, and then they're trying to obviously fight against them. And then there's, like, I think it's Van Helsing. So, like, there's the Van Helsing character. And, like, he comes to show up, and he's, like, trying to help the people, like, fight the creatures or whatever. It's just
you
fun.
You had me at Brian Hurt.
The art is awesome.
Because he hasn't drawn anything
for really
a
good.
While.
Like, in some of the later issues, like, when he is the monsters, like, start fight. Yeah, it's only four.
And
like,
it kind of wraps up at the end?
Oh, yeah. Oh. It's a self-contained. Done. It's self-contained. Oh.
Okay.
But it's really good. I enjoyed it a lot.
Well, that's cool.
I was just thinking, like, what has Brian Hurt done lately as far as drawing?
Just collecting his Sixth Gun money and living the dream, I guess.
I guess.
Yeah, he hasn't done. I don't think he's done a lot. Because I usually try to buy
it. I know he
stuff.
Wrote a few things.
Yeah, do you want
to
borrow
them? Yeah, absolutely. I was going to, if that's okay.
Yeah. It's good.
Sweet. I'm going to add it to my list when they do the trade.
How old I'm is sure it? It's out. Because
you're like
well,
2 years behind?
No. This came out like last, towards the fall.
Okay.
I mean, this is recent, like late 23.
Okay. The trade might be out.
Yeah, it might.
Maybe I'll just buy it at Planet Comic Con.
Maybe.
October of 2023 is when number one came out.
So the trade might not be out, Bo.
It might be coming out pretty soon.
I don't know. Dark Horse seems to, as soon as they wrap one up, the
they
trade's out.
Out a trade.
Usually.
That's usually. They do the like go. To do that, don't they?
So, okay. I mean, maybe out. I don't know.
Nice. I read Where the Body Was.
I'm so curious to see what
I need to borrow that.
What you thought? Because
cool.
I liked it, and I don't know that Scott will.
Well, then I won't probably say too much.
It's fine. Go ahead. I mean,
I enjoyed it. I mean, it's typical.
I probably won't read it for 2 weeks, so I'll forget everything you talk about.
I mean, it's great team, you know, here again, and I love the fact that it's kind of like the murder mystery slash, you know, almost has like the TV feel, you know, of. Whatever you want to say, the 2020s or whatever the heck, you know, that are out there, you know, different stuff. So, great art. I like how he told it from the different perspectives. And
oh, so you
like
that? Because I wasn't sure if you'd like the slice of life kind of aspect to it.
Oh, yeah. I liked how it was doing that. But I mean, I think slice of life, I mean, you can almost go with, at least what the subject matter was, I mean, it's almost like what he does with some of the other things, though, too.
Yeah, that's fair.
You know, with a lot of them. He likes to get that character-driven type things, and you get that feel with some of this.
Yeah.
The only question, and it really bugs me, and I don't know why, who...
La, 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 la.
Yeah, I know. Okay, at the
end... No, it's fine. I'm kidding.
So, at the end...
You guys...
At the end, it kind of epilogues.
I'll probably have the same questions.
Well, at the end, he kind of is doing like these little epilogues or where are they now, you know, type of things, you know, type stuff. Yeah. And there's a couple that is going through in which they're kind of like, you know, on again, off again or whatever. Not even on again, off again, but like the girl seems like she's really into this guy, but then she'll just throw him off, you know, type things. And so he's like confused, and they're both very young. So at the end, you don't know, you know, they don't get together, you know, type stuff. But then at the end, when they're doing the epilogue type things, or where are they now? It seems like they do get together, But the way that they word things...
But then they break up.
Is that how you took it?
Yeah, he said it specifically. He's like, yeah, we got together. It lasted for a few years. We broke up a few times, got back together.
Damn it, Scott. Well, it says then, it
I'm pretty sure.
See, it says it wasn't the happily ever after.
Correct.
They were together for a few years with good times and bad times, but it didn't last.
Didn't last.
But, so, but...
Did one of them die?
Yes.
Did they break up?
So one of them, so maybe, that's what I don't know.
No, I think he meant they dated for a few years, but it didn't stick.
Okay, but. See, that's what I couldn't get, because when it goes and kind of interviews her a little bit, where she seemed like she could be older, then it flashes back to him, where he's got a blonde right there, he's thinking back to her, and things of this nature, and then there's this blonde girl, here again, who ends up getting cancer and stuff, and that's where I got confused.
No, is it I a think girl that just... It's a different... It's a I think different, after he dated her, he finally found the one, okay, and got married.
That's what I
that's
couldn't...
That's how I took it.
Okay, that's what I couldn't... understand it. Even when I read the...
I think if it was the other way, I think it would have been more obvious.
Maybe. But even when I read the afterword, I think he says something which makes it almost feel like to me like he purposely left it with some...
Left it open.
Open to people that have their own interpretation.
You should write Brubaker and ask him specifically.
He won't want to answer that.
Yeah, I don't
know. He likes to keep shit. Interpretation.
It's for me, dude. I just need to know. I'm not going to tell anybody.
Yeah. He's maybe. I don't know. He just said something about, I feel like anything I try to say will shade your reading of the book and in the work in ways I don't want, you know, type things. And he talks about, you know, how part of it is different aspects of love and romance, you know, and things. So, I mean, I feel like part of his main story in some ways, or what he was originally building around, was those two.
Yeah, you know? Totally. They're kind of the thematic.
And so then when I read this, I go, I was with you. At first I go, okay, he must have done something. But then I'm like looking at it with the way it was illustrated, I'm like, well, now I'm not so damn sure.
Sure.
You know, as I'm looking through it and going, maybe, you know, there's something here. And he doesn't say, but it didn't last. Well, you know, did something happen, you know? I mean, was it because it was slightly premature? But I don't know.
Yeah.
So that's why, you know, or maybe he's just into blondes and, you know, when he dumped that one, he went on, found another one.
There are a lot of blondes out there.
But overall, it's to me, that's a sign that it was a good book and I really liked it, because it was something in which thinking about, you know, afterward, you know, and stuff of this nature.
Well, that's what I liked about it, is it did make me think, and I thought it did a great job pulling that theme of, like, you know, when we're young, we're dumb, and the things we think are important aren't necessarily important. As you get older, you kind of start to get perspective, and you kind of see. And I thought that was kind of one of the themes he was hitting.
I think there's some of that.
And I thought the way he pulled it together and then brought it all together in the end kind of pulled that theme together. I thought it was really masterfully done.
But I think also some of it was, you know, even how certain just spots in time.
Yeah, just like really big in your mind. Yes, like big in your mind. And you remember this.
Or just a place where there's lots of, you know, how outcomes can be... It shaped you, maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, type things.
Certain parts in your life, you know, were very, you know, formative.
It was formative, yes. Yeah. So correct. I think there was a good aspect of that.
I think it had some really cool writing and themes that he kind of weaved into it with the characters.
Honestly, with the exception of that part, you know, I really didn't spoil too much else. There's a lot of other things going on here, especially from the perspectives. And I didn't even tell you who killed... You know, where the body was or anything else.
That's fine.
So there's still a lot of stuff there to learn.
I'm pissed that I didn't order it.
But it is very, very good. And amazingly enough, because it kind of, or at least for me, I just got engrossed with it, that I felt like it really read fast. I mean, he can be kind of wordy a little bit at times, but I didn't even feel like that really was very much. I mean... There's a lot there narrative-wise, but it flows quickly. And there may be even some details I miss because of just how easy flow the words are. You know, I mean, it feels like real conversations, interviews, whatever people can be saying. And so you're just kind of flowing right with it, you know. Mm-hmm. And I'm probably even filling in the blanks even if I'm not actually reading every single word, you know, type stuff. So it's really well done.
Well, I'm glad you liked it, because I was reading some reviews on, like, Goodreads, and a lot of people who liked their stuff were like, this wasn't their best, you know, this was kind of different. But I think it was different, but I think I appreciated the difference. I think some people like, oh, it's not like a typical, you know, one of their crime books. So I didn't really
think that's true, but because it has kind of that murder mystery thing going on, I felt it I felt it kind of fit into their
wheelhouse,
you know, type things. Yes. And yeah, for me, I thought it was probably one of the
better ones. Yeah, yeah.
Probably liked that better than what was the one where the guy was
Night Fever.
Is that the one where he kind of is like living an alternate personality almost in a way or something?
Yeah,
he
gets like caught he's on up a business and everything. Trip. No, I liked it better than Night Fever.
Was that a graphic novel or a series?
Night Fever.
Yeah,
it was the last graphic novel they did before this, I believe.
I vaguely think I remember what you're talking about.
Guy goes over and ends up getting involved in like some weird deals going on.
Oh, yeah.
He's just a business guy.
Right.
That was business, you know, salesman, said traveler. And then he ends up killing a guy or whatever and then goes back home to his, you know, just uneventful life, I guess, in some ways.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I really liked it. I'm glad you liked it too because I wasn't sure. It seemed like I was in the minority as far as what I could tell from
I've got two more. So I'm going to do this. You do yours, and then we'll do Goon.
Okay.
So I read Giant Robot Hellboy, three-issue miniseries.
You should talk about that after BPRD.
Right.
You missed the
Duncan Fegredo, which, dude, that guy's been around forever. Like, he did old Hellblazer. Mm-hmm. Like, he's been around a long time.
His art's changed a lot, though.
It has. And
you should come to AirCap.
I don't remember. Sure he lives like in fucking
Egypt,
Bosnia.
You can buy a plane ticket. They have airplanes there.
But yeah, his art style has changed a lot. I didn't really notice him, I don't think, until like he started doing like Hellboy. Because I wasn't reading like that stuff, and then I didn't realize he was around forever. There might have been something I read before that, but
A series called Hieroglyph for Dark Horse back in like the 90s. It had a very Manola-esque type style to it. It was kind of like this weird science fiction 4-issue thing. I don't know if you ever read that.
Mm, I don't think so.
It's pretty cool.
So basically, Giant Robot Hellboy, it's a 3-issue miniseries. It's pretty much Hellboy. So they kidnap somebody.
Hellboy's a giant robot?
Somebody kidnaps Hellboy and transplants his brain into like a giant robot. And then he goes to like, he's on like this island and he's basically fighting like Godzilla. Or like a monster, or whatever.
So they can't get the rights to Godzilla,
As a giant robot
versus Godzilla.
But it turns out there's like another lady that they send in that's like supposed to like be stealing something or whatever for this thing, and then it turns out that she can't remember if she accomplishes the mission or not, but like. It's like a secret organization that has like kidnapped Hellboy and like transported his brain into like this giant robot to do this. And I think it's more or less just a distraction for this lady to go in and take what they really want. Hmm. Well, then they like get to the end and the lady that's the head of the operation or whatever, the other character I think he's tied into that woman or whatever, like he's either like in love with her or whatever, but she escapes the island and then they're like, oh, that island is like just so totally irradiated, like there's so much radiation, like she's not gonna live even if she survives, like blah blah blah. And so then it makes sense, like that's why they transferred his mind into a giant robot. Because then he's immune to the radiation of the island, like the big Godzilla. It was fun, you know what I mean? Like, and the art is really, really good with Duncan Fegredo. So
cool.
I mean, it was a fun little whatever Hellboy.
Just kind of short story.
So I enjoyed it.
Nice.
Bixby Grant, Private Eye.
Bixby Grant, Private Eye. Things. This is a Kickstarter.
What I was gonna say. Is it somebody you know?
No, he reached out to me when we were doing our Kickstarter, and he's like,
"Hey, dude, let's buy mine."
He's like, "Let's cross promote if you want." So we like cross promoted, and then I went ahead and backed his thing because it looked kind of cool.
Because that's how Drew is.
But he didn't let me know about it.
Oh, you can read this.
It's fine. I don't.
Mr. Grant. He's basically.
No, wait to see what Drew says.
He's a detective in like modern day 2024, but he's been around since like the. 1900s because
he's the Invisible Man.
Well, he got a curse, and now he's like a living mummy, and he can't die.
Okay,
but he goes around solving supernatural,
supernatural
crimes. So he's a immortal mummy who goes around as a private detective. So this story's pretty, pretty basic. I mean, it's not basic bad, just simple. There's a museum, and there's been hauntings. And so he goes to kind of investigate the hauntings, and he meets like a little vampire kid, you know, and they hang out and cause a lot of mayhem. And they also get into his backstory about like how he became the mummy, and kind of there's a cool little twist story to that. And
I like the idea of a mummy though becoming a private eye.
Yeah, right.
There you go.
It's not bad. It's kind of a fun thing.
This has nothing to do with what you just talked about.
No.
Did you see that?
It never does, Don.
The freaking
Yep.
Whatnot drawing that Lucas did with the Shadow
Batman. Oh, with the Shadow and Batman. Did you buy that?
No, I don't.
Did he sell it?
I don't do Whatnot. He said he sold it on the
rest of bed. Because it was pretty cool.
That was pretty cool.
I like that.
I don't do the Whatnot.
You should do the Whatnot.
You should do it, though.
I should, just to...
But like, it's a bidding thing. You'll just end up spending money.
No, I know. But, I mean, I should watch it just to... Because I'd be interested, like, to watch his
You'd
process.
Probably like to watch him draw, yeah.
Yeah, but it's like, I don't know, Sunday afternoon?
Yeah, it's always like during football.
And I'm just like not into it. Well, there is no football, but like,
football's done now.
Sunday afternoon, I'm either doing stuff or I'm sleeping, so.
Cool. You sleep on a Sunday?
Dude, I take fucking naps like crazy, dude.
What, do you don't get anything done?
I know.
Less napping, bro.
I need it.
Alright. Oh, there's a secondary story in there too about like zombies and stuff.
Your name's in here.
Imagine that.
You backed it.
Because I backed it.
Is there anybody else cool? Did you see?
No.
Did you see that our old pal, friend, buddy, Buster, had an Inky Knuckles art drop today?
I saw that. I got an email about it because I'm on the Inky Knuckles mailing list.
That's kind of cool.
That is cool.
I don't know if he sold anything. He had some cool stuff. He seems to be doing a lot of commissions through them. I think maybe that's helping out for him.
Well, that's good. He said they were kind of drying up a little bit, so I think.
Oh, really?
Well, I maybe think that got him a new audience, maybe.
Maybe he hit it hard and heavy early on.
Yeah. Well, I think that's why he signed up for Inky Knuckles, because I think his own was kind of drying up.
Right.
He wasn't getting a lot, and so I think he was trying to kind of market it a little bit better. Inky Knuckles has a lot of cool artists, and I think he fits in with that.
Did you see that?
Pretty well.
It's been a while now, but they had that, because Kelly Williams, that Exodus
from Cadence.
Exodus.
I was almost like, Cadence. Dude, I should start as an art dealer and try to snatch up some of these people.
Right?
That wouldn't be a bad gig.
I know.
And it wouldn't be hard.
I know.
Just have to be organized.
What do you get, like 10%?
10, 15, I think. I don't know. Something like that.
Yeah, but then you got to go to, like you got to get out there. Like, you got to
promote.
You got to promote.
Yeah, I know.
And how do you do that?
Like, just emails and Instagram and Facebook.
Do you think it's enough, or do you need to go to like shows and stuff?
Well, I think Felix sets up at shows and stuff.
Felix does.
Yeah.
I think Cadence does as well.
I don't know that I've seen Cadence. I know Felix.
I guess Essential Sequential does.
Felix hits it hard. Like
he does
all the giant big shows.
Yeah.
God, it's just a whole nother. I was like.
Yeah, I have a day job. I'm not going to do it.
Watching on Facebook and stuff, and like people are already posting stuff about, and I can see a little bit of a turn finally where people are just fed the fuck up with prices. Like, on Facebook. Like, every time I see stuff, people are like, oh my God, I'm going to get in line and I'm going to buy it, and I don't care if it's $20,000 a ball. I don't remember who it was, but it was like fucking insane prices. Like, it was like $5,000 or $6,000 for like a full body at like a convention or whatever. Yeah. And talking about, like, things clicking and making sense finally, have you noticed that, like, when artists or whatever do commissions on sketch covers, it seems like they charge more for sketch covers than they do, like, an 11 by 17 or 9 by 12?
I don't know more than that, but more than, like, a sketchbook.
I think they charge more than, like, or close to, like, a 9 by 12 or whatever.
I think part of it's because they think it's easier to flip those, maybe.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking. Because now you can get that CGC'd or flip it or whatever if it's on a cover.
And you can CGC up 11 by 17 if you really wanted to.
Can you?
Dude, I bet you if you ask them, they'll CGC anything.
That's what I'm thinking. But it is probably easier to flip a sketch cover.
It is. I think so. And you can CGC. Like you said, it's easier CGC because it's in the wheelhouse. Yeah, absolutely. It's probably cheaper. I'll CGC a piece of art for you if you want.
Well,
give me 11 by 17. I'll CGC it for you.
Like, and I mean latest, like, it's been a couple months, but the whole controversy with the CGC about how, like,
I got an email from them about bad actors or fraud or something.
Yeah, there was, like, some kind of fraud or something that happened where, like,
I guess some employees stole a bunch of shit, too. Did you hear about that?
No.
Yeah, some employees, like, made off with a bunch of shit.
Oh, my God.
So,
but there was, like, a controversy or whatever with, like, some of their grading. Like, somebody had cut out a bunch of shit.
Yeah.
Like, cut stuff out and then placed, like, 10.9.9s or 9.8s like, stuff that wasn't. Got sent in and got graded.
Well, that's what I said. Somebody was, like, cracking the case and slapping something.
Yeah,
in there.
And so now everybody, or not everybody, I would say everybody is just like,
well, it wouldn't be that hard.
A lot of people.
It's a friggin' plastic case.
I know. A lot of people are like, oh my God, CGC has been corrupted and you can't trust anything they've graded for the last 5 years and blah, 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 and all this other crap. And I'm just like, it's so funny. I was on Facebook today and there was a guy. I so wanted to just be that dude that just fucking does it, but I didn't. But he was like on one of those, on Facebook, like on a message board or whatever, a group. And he was like, I just got back into collecting comics after 20 years of being out or whatever. And I'm just buying the stuff that I really like and I'm having fun and I'm enjoying it. And then I can't remember what the fuck it was, but he was like, I have something on order. It was like a 5-issue mini. It was like Spider-Man, like a 5-issue miniseries or something.
Yeah.
And he's like, I can't wait to get it because I remember reading this. Oh, I think it was like the McFarlane Torment, the first 5 issues of the McFarlane Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And he's like, and I got the I got number one CGC at a 9.8 or whatever. And I'm like, how the fuck are you gonna read it, dude? Like you're talking about how like you're getting into all this collecting and reading and nostalgia and all this other crap, and I'm like, and you ordered a CGC book of number one. You know what I mean? It's like I just wanna. It's like you can't fucking read it. Like you bought it, you're not gonna be able to read it.
He just wants to collect it. He just wants to read it.
But he was. That was why I didn't go in, because at the beginning he was like, I'm getting back into collecting. But then he was also like, I've been reading, but he did say collecting. And I didn't want to be that dude that's like, just total negative.
Do you think he doesn't know he can't read it? Maybe he thinks he can open it up and read it.
I hope
it
he's not that stupid.
He might be. There should be people out there.
People are really
fast. All right, you guys talk about Until My Knuckles Bleed?
I'm going to talk about this a little bit.
Okay.
I read this. I don't remember a whole lot about it. It's Victor Santos on the art. So the art is really awesome. I just remember it's like kind of a big bruiser guy.
Yeah.
And he's like kind
of. Did you read this recently or was this like years ago?
Yeah, no, I read it like within the last couple. It's. The story is not the strong point. It's the artwork. It just. It gave me. Like Victor Santos is very. I don't know, kind of Sin City, Frank Miller ish. And this is a lot like that. Is that Daniel? Is that DWJ?
It's not. It's...
Oh, okay. I was going to say for $150. There's no way that's DWJ.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like... it gave me vibes of like Sin City. It's like a big mob guy character. He's kind of like working for the mob. He wants to get promoted. And then shit goes sideways. And it's just... And it's more for the artwork than it is for the story. I enjoyed it.
You enjoyed it, but enjoyed the artwork especially?
Yes, I enjoyed it, but dude, my brain is so full of stuff. I can't keep everything in my head.
Can't keep everything in your head.
Me neither.
I have some questions about previews, though.
Okay. I don't know that I'm the expert on previews, I'll try to answer them.
No, they're just like conversation things. What do you think about Uncanny Valley number
one? Didn't buy it.
Doesn't it look cool, though, with Dave Wachter art? It's kind of like a cartoony, like, almost like...
That's not Dave Wachter art, though.
Yeah, it is illustrated by Dave Wachter.
I understand that, but that's not the Dave Wachter.
Yeah, he's, like, mixing it up.
I know.
They didn't really show a lot of interior pages.
They didn't show interior, and when you show me, like, cartoony, like, teenage stuff...
You don't want to see
like,
that?
I don't.
You don't even care. You didn't care about that?
I stopped. I blinked it for a second, and then I was
Boom's
like,
getting a lot of play, though.
Who?
Boom. In the previous... Boom. They're getting a lot of play in the previews because they're about the only publisher they have left. Okay, so how is Dynamite making money on Disney stuff, but Marvel, who doesn't have to license it, I don't think, can't make money on it?
Ooh, how about Amanda Connor? It's because black and white, full single figure, $2,000. Woo!
Jesus Christ. No. Why does he have two different prices?
Because it's full figure versus
he's pre-selling shit for her at Emerald City or Planet.
I don't know. Amanda Connor has limited pre-show commission options.
Oh, so he's just letting people know.
He's letting people know.
Dude, that's the but I don't still wanna crazy. Fucking draw. So, that's the I don't want to fucking draw price.
At a con. Yeah,
it's insane.
$2,000 to $1,500. I think I missed ordering
this. Ooh. Dang it. Adventure Man Volume 3.
Wow.
I didn't see that.
What a... So, see,
there's
yeah,
Dark
I mean,
Ride Volume 3.
All right. Dynamite, that's all they have is fucking Disney shit.
No, and then they have the boob stuff. Like Red Sonja, Elvira, Vampirella.
No.
And then they got the Disney stuff.
And the Disney stuff.
And then they're doing Thundercats.
It's kind of like putting Deadpool on Disney.
And Disney or boobs. Right, exactly. And you know, if you saw that, you know, Rob Liefeld did Thundercats.
Oh, I saw it.
And it just sold fucking bonkers, dude.
Bonkers, dude.
It was insane.
It bumped their orders up like 20,000.
20,000. And
just from Rob Liefeld.
Did you see that Rob Liefeld retired from Deadpool?
I did.
Yeah.
Did you
retire?
Ask me if I care.
I don't care.
Retired.
I don't care either. He said he's not going to do Deadpool anymore. Nope. He's finally retiring from doing Deadpool.
Dude, Image is getting the crap like preview.
I know. That's exposure. What I'm telling you. That's probably why I'm missing shit.
Actually, it's kind of nice because you don't have to like flip a bunch of pages. You can see it all on one page.
Yeah, but I work better with all. Big pages.
Are you gonna get this Creature from the Black Lagoon by the Manifest Destiny guy?
No. Heck yeah, he is.
Nope.
No. What? That doesn't sound like you, Don.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. Like, flipping through previews, there's stuff I might buy that I wouldn't have bought if I'm just doing it online.
Right.
They should really just give previews out for free.
They should, because it's like $4.
It would, like, get me to buy more stuff.
At a discount, no dude, I'm paying $375
there's
for
stuff
previews.
I'm reading, I'm seeing, I'm like, oh, I probably would have ordered that if I had seen it, you know, most bigger, blown up.
Most of it's crap.
But yeah, where's Dark Horse even at?
It's in there.
Is it?
Yeah, it's like
because they
kind of
put. It's weird because Image is like here.
Oh, there you go. And Brian's Steel Freeze or whatever.
Oh, Steel Freeze.
Yeah, $3,000.
Fuck.
Shoot, it's beautiful though.
Just a small weight.
I can't
and it's
23
by 15, so I mean
it's
that's a hell
there,
of a size.
It's like right after.
I believe
Image,
you.
Like it's right. Oh, did
are
you
ordering
see?
That?
Yeah. God, they jacked it. It's $45.
I'm not getting it. I didn't even like the first one that much.
I loved the first one. I appreciated it for the ballpoint pen artwork.
Oh, that's cool.
So I'll buy the second one, even though
even
it's
though
like
they jacked up the price.
$45.
Well, they had to sue the lady to get her.
Yeah,
to,
I know.
Did you see all that?
Yes.
Madness. That was kind of
dumb.
Dude,
it's in there. You have to look. That's the thing. Like,
it's not very well laid out anymore.
It's not.
And it's kind of a train wreck.
Humanoids. Like, I don't think it's in this one, but I swear for like the last two or three previews,
yeah,
Humanoids had like
Dark Horse.
30 freaking pages. Like, it was crazy.
Yeah, why are they
giving
Humanoids
50
pages? They don't even put in that much stuff out.
Because there's nothing else in the book to
sell. Well, there's IDW and there's other publishers. They're just, they're punishing them.
Like, half of the book is Humanoids.
They're punishing them because they left.
And that's a short one compared to what it's been. I should grab, if I
this
still have
this
even
book
one.
Looks kind of cool. See, I think this stuff would sell me on more stuff if I could see this.
The humanoid stuff always looks really cool.
But then it doesn't always turn out to be very good.
I don't know, because I never pulled the trigger on a lot
like,
of it.
Okay, so there's RoboForce number one. This looks kind of cool. But yet there's no interior pages. And I think I've heard of Diogenes Nevis.
Yeah.
I think
he did,
that person's good.
He did some New Mutants stuff.
And so, but only show me covers. Don't show me interior pages to sell me.
Do you really want to read another fucking robot?
I don't know. See, it looks cool.
I think I'm at the point.
All about robots.
I think I'm at the point where.
Did you order that complete Nemesis? That
I did.
Did you? I did too.
Nice.
I already have like a collection.
I almost rebought the Battle of Halo Jones.
I have all the single issues
of Nemesis.
Of Nemesis, I have a collection that they put out.
And you rebought it
several years ago.
So I don't have any of it.
And I rebought it again.
Nice.
Because
damn Nexus stuff I didn't even see.
You just
Look how cheap they are. I bought all those.
They're like single issues.
I don't even read Epic Nexus.
I thought it was like another collection.
It's like cheap? It's like a news strip or something.
Yeah, those are cool.
Dude, I don't know, but like they're like 50 cents.
Yeah, those are cool.
I got five 32-page comics for like $2.
Cool. Alright, that's all I had about Freeze. That's interesting.
Did you read the Marvel and the
DC Marvel stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
We can talk about the Goon. Goon Noir.
The Goon.
The final. Dude, we're done. Well, no. Did you read? Do you have it?
I do.
He has the stuff.
Did you read it?
I haven't read it. I didn't know if you were going to read it.
That's right.
I want to read it. Now it's going to take like a month and a half.
Why?
We'll be all passing it around.
You don't have Lords of Misery?
No, I don't have it.
Oh, it's like very short. I'll read it. I'll give it to Scott. We'll get it to you.
Nice.
It'll be fine.
It's going to be a month.
Why would it be a month?
Because you'll read it.
Yeah.
Didn't do it with Scott.
Yeah, they'll give it to you.
I'll see you in 2 weeks.
We can't see each other before.
We could, but do we?
Maybe. I'll just give it to Dad on Sunday, and then he can give it to you on the next Saturday, and we can get it done. It'll work. I'll get to Scott tonight. He'll give it to me Saturday. I'll give Dad on Sunday. He'll give it to you.
That is true.
And then we'll be good.
There we go.
I'm not going to see him this weekend because I'm out of town.
Well, you're not going to see him at all? You're just going to not see your dad?
I'm going to be gone all day Friday, all day Saturday.
What about Sunday, Don?
All day Saturday, all day Sunday. Didn't I say all day Saturday, all day Sunday?
You said Friday and Saturday.
Did I say all day Friday, all day Saturday?
Yeah.
This is really good beer.
It is.
So what do you guys think of the Goon Noir?
There were some...
The art was great.
The art was good. There were a couple
of stories. All the stories were kind of same-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like not as good as...
Like the first three or four were all about that spider dude. Like he was like in a lot of that shit.
There was a lot of Spider. I think people like Spider. I can even read the one by Roger Landridge.
I didn't either. I gave up.
I was like, dude. I like Roger Landridge, but not this.
I was in Drew's camp on that one. Like, there were way too many words.
It was actually kind of humorous throughout. But
I'm sure it was.
I did like read it, but it was,
I like Roger Landridge, but that was not in my alley.
I'm trying to think. There were a couple.
Did you see the one by, what was it, Patton Oswalt or something, I think?
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't actually all that good.
Dude. How the fuck did Patton Oswalt get Guy Davis to draw his effing story? Like, that was
Patton
awesome.
Oswalt.
Oh, my God. You don't know who Patton Oswalt is?
I said, because he's Patton Oswalt.
He's not in
That's how he gets Guy Davis to draw his story. Fucking, he's a celebrity.
Yeah, but he's... Celebrities coming in to write comics?
And where's Patton Oswalt? This Guy Davis is drawn by... Or story by Thomas Lennon.
Who did Patton Oswalt? I thought Patton Oswalt got Guy Davis. Who did Patton Oswalt get?
I don't remember. I just remember seeing
that.
Go to
the front.
Go to the front. Don says, order me around like I'm his biatch.
No, keep going. There you go. Oh, Ploog. That's what. How the hell does he get Ploog?
He's Patton Oswalt.
That's.
Even a low level celebrity is like a god to comic.
God to comic. Oh my god, it's Patton Oswalt. I'll draw a story. did you read? Wow, that went fast. The Goon went fast.
It did. Well, there's not much.
Well, there wasn't really much. I mean, it's all a bunch of one shots. And
was that the one? I did like the Honey Hole story though. The Honey Pot.
Oh yeah, that's
the one. The one where Frankie disappears with like the bearded lady. And he thinks he's trapped in a vagina.
Yeah.
And he's really in the.
Is that what you thought? Because I think
that's what I thought. I'm like, that's a really big. I mean, like. Because
that's how they were.
Well, that's what
crazy.
They try to allude to, but yes.
The Goon gets crazy wacky. Like, I don't really think, like, Frankie would fit up, like, a vagina.
Yeah.
But that's a big woman. That's a big man woman.
If anybody could replace Eric Powell on the Goon, it would be Mark Buckingham.
Mark Buckingham.
That was pretty good.
That would be an awesome book to take to, like, a killer convention. Get Mark Buckingham to autograph it.
Yeah.
I know.
Carrying that thing around.
Kevin Nolan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good people.
Patton Oswalt.
Mike Ploog.
Is Ploog still alive?
I have no idea. I'm sure he's not going to be at a convention.
Yeah, I'm sure he is.
So. Cool. All right. Anything else?
I guess we're done.
Are we done?
I don't know. Are we done? I have a question.
Oh, great. That's so, Scott was hoping, but no. Not so
much. I mean, we can be done.
No, it's cool. What's your question?
So I came across a Facebook post by Larry Hama.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah. Okay.
I've seen that one too.
How do you feel about it? Okay. So I'm like,
you know how I feel?
I'm kind of dead set against paying for autographs, right?
Yeah.
Like, his whole thing, and I get it. Some dude sent him a letter and said, will you draw something for me for free to his home? Like, I get that. Like, that's... But then I think back, like, back in the 60s or whatever, like, Jack Kirby, like, you hear these stories, like, Jack Kirby would invite people over to his house and he would just give them, like, original drawing. Yeah. Right? Like, it's different. But the thing, like, I don't think that's cool. Like, I mean, unless he's getting, like, 100 of them a day or whatever. Yeah. Like, one random one, like, I get it. There's a dumbass out there that's going to be like, hey, would you please draw me a picture or whatever?
Sure.
And I kind of get where he's coming from, where he's like, I get no royalties, I'm 75, I can't retire, blah, blah, blah. The dude was making decent. Like, he just didn't... Did he not plan very well for his retirement? You know what I mean? Like, did he not save money? Did he blow everything? Yes,
he
didn't save money.
He blew everything.
So, why is that, like, our fault? You know what I mean? Like, why... Why is
but
that...
But why are you writing to a 70-some-year-old guy asking for free work, you too?
And so, I think his point is, don't ask me for free crap. I'm still working. I'm 75.
I get that.
So, you know.
And he's one of those cool guys where I think he said that he'll give, like, 2 for free or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, autographs. I get it.
Yeah.
Well, here's what I don't get. Is he's 75, so he should be on Medicare, right?
Right.
I know Medicare is 100% free. It does cost some money, right? And he's getting some kind of Social Security, right? But yeah, I mean, you can't live on, you know, just Medicare and Social Security.
God,
you have to
have
other.
Can.
You have to have other income.
That's what I have.
Yeah, you're hosed.
You're hosed. You're gonna be 75 still working.
Still working. Yes.
Exactly. But so I get all that. Right?
Dad does it.
Yeah, but they got money left to them.
Yeah.
Okay. But anyway, so, but yeah, no, I mean,
so my whole thing with like. I think that, like, if you come to a convention, right?
Yeah.
If somebody just wants a signature, and I get it. We've had this conversation a million times.
Yeah, why
times.
Are we having it again?
I don't know.
Because of poor Larry Hama?
I guess. Like, I kind of felt like, oh, okay, like, maybe I don't mind paying $5 for an autograph or whatever, you know, because I get it. But then part of me is just like, I don't. I get it, but I don't get it. It sucks because all the a-holes out there have ruined it for everybody else.
Mm-hmm,
because
of true.
The CGC and the flipping and all the bullshit. You know
well,
what I mean? Like,
it's just
and
become
it's not
another
like I want a
capitalistic way to do things.
I don't want a sketch from him. I just want him to autograph like a comic book so that I have... But I don't want to have to pay him $10 to...
Then don't pay him.
I didn't. I took stuff to him because he was at Heroes when we went. And I took stuff and I walked by his table. He wasn't doing any for free. It was like $10. And I'm like, fuck that. I ain't paying him $10 to sign my BS. So I didn't. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it's like, but... I don't know. I sound like I care. I really don't care anymore.
I know.
If I get a fucking autograph, I get a fucking autograph. But
I don't care about autographs.
I don't care anymore.
Sorry. It was always a way just to have a short conversation with
right.
a creator. That
but it is cool to...
I could care less about the actual autograph. For me.
I don't care about it. I'm with you. It was about meeting them and the experience. But then it's also cool to have the autograph as whatever,
as
10 years later,
reveal,
you're
yeah,
going through your shit.
Way.
And you're like, oh yeah, here's the Savage Dragon
I
or
can't
whatever
remember.
That I got. They got autographed or whatever. Or here's the when I met George Perez and I got this autograph.
It's just
because
you have so many of them.
Well, I hate it when I had multiple people sign the same book. I'm like, who the hell did I help get to sign this?
Yeah.
Like, I've got like 3 or 4 people sign my Ultimate Spider-Man hardcover.
Right.
I'm like, well, I know I met Bendis. I know I met Art Tebert.
And I tried to
who
keep
else
track
did I have sign
of...
it? Did I have Quesada sign it? I don't fucking know.
Right.
Bro, why can't you remember?
Yeah.
The worst one for me is the... That Heroes for Hope, the X-Men.
Oh, yeah. Thing. You have a bunch of different people.
I have, it? Like, 15
You won't even know who the
there.
Signatures are.
I kept track. I can keep... I know who most of them are, but there's a couple on there that I'm not sure who they are. But I had kept track. Like, I kept a piece of paper in there, and I would write down, like, oh, I had this signed by Jim Starlin at San Diego in 2008 or whatever. But...
It's fair. Yeah. All right. On that note.
On that note.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Bye.